Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in, everybody in the building. We back again. Man, what a movie this weekend, man. Battle Rap. This weekend was a history lesson for Battle Rap, man. It was an excellent weekend. Before I get to that, let me get Tone in the building. Tone, what's up with you?
Black Compass Media, Tone, bro, checking in, man. Shout out to everybody out there, man. Make sure y'all subscribe. This weekend was great. Chrome 23, outside, Sunday. Obviously, some of us are still recovering. It definitely was cold, but had a great time, though. You know what I mean? This is a good day. You know what I mean? So shout out to all of y'all for being a part of this and everything like that, man. I just want to say that, too. Make sure y'all follow us, Black Compass BCM, you know what I mean, on Twitter. Y'all can listen to all the content on Spotify, iTunes, you know, anywhere that streams stuff, you can hear all of our content. All right? And, yeah. All right, so without further ado, I want to get to this because, you know, we had a bunch of events transpire, right? Shout out to Chrome 23. But we also had a series of battles that took place, right? We ended up getting just three out of them, right? Because Luke Castro.
Yeah, Castro, Clips. I believe Clips had an emergency. Right. So that was pushed back. Yeah. We only had three battles.
So you end up getting Sharone versus T-Top. And you end up getting A-Verb versus Easy the Block Captain, right? Mm-hmm. And also, as a part of that, and I think it was the main event on this situation right here, was Hollow Don versus our next guest, DNA. This is a guy. This is Queens. This is the NWX himself. We here to talk about this battle. We want to break everything down, get into everything for the year, and things like that. So without further ado, we have Queens' own, NWX's own, man. DNA, man. What up, bro?
What's the word? You know, NWX is no more, but
I know alumni, but yeah, we don't for fans.
What happened to him?
Wait,
I don't know.
Polo just dubbed me. That's
what I ain't do
that. But not NWX, we never forget about groups. We never You know what I'm saying? I still mention Writer's Block sometimes, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just what happens, bro. You know, that's how it is.
Well, you don't like NWX being mentioned?
No. I just, you know how that goes. Y'all say that here. I don't say nothing.
Oh.
It's going to be 100 DMs and tweets tomorrow. Yo, I heard you heard that.
You
said that. NWX is back. So I just don't want to get nobody's hopes up.
Why y'all just bring it back, man? All these groups coming back. It's the perfect time to bring it back, too, actually.
I don't know, man.
So, before everything, I mean, fresh off the heels of your situation this weekend, I know you're at Chrome as well. You know, I mean, your battle. How is DNA doing? Let's we get to that first. Like, how are you doing right now, bro?
Oh, nah, today I'm doing good. Yesterday I was supposed to actually do the interview. I was exhausted, man. I had to, after the battle, I rushed straight back on the 6 o'clock fight to make Chrome 23. Shout out to Remy. I had to show love. You know what I mean? Big situation for the females, big situation for Battle Rap. And then after that, you know what I mean? I don't live in New York City. So then I had to travel to my crib Monday morning, complete them caffeine hours, you know what I mean? At the end of the month with my partnership. So after that, I was exhausted. Like, I was on there for like 8 hours. So I was like, yeah, I gotta go to sleep. And then today, you know what I mean? I found out Easy ain't the only one on Bel Air. That nigga Newborn is Carlton. So I was watching that shit. Nah. Shout out to Newborn. That nigga look like him though. Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, he kind of do look like Newborn. That's hilarious.
That's crazy, man.
But yeah, I'm good today though. I'm good.
Yeah, I was thinking that when everybody was in Chrome 23. I'm like, damn, didn't y'all niggas just come from LA?
Hell yeah, bro. That 6 hour flight, and usually, right? So usually I don't know bougie shit. When I take regular flights like to ATL and Florida, I don't give a fuck about first class. The seat is a seat because it's a quick flight. But on that shit to LA, now I mean going, I be getting the mint on JetBlue or the first class because I need to practice and I don't want nobody looking at me like I'm crazy and sleep. And then going back, I'm tired. But since this was such an early flight, I couldn't get it. So I was in the middle seat. So I ain't even sleep them 6 hours. I got straight off the plane, went to my hotel, took a shower, and went straight to the event. So I was exhausted.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Wow. Go ahead, Polo.
We can fast forward. We can rewind to Friday night. Your face off, man. Y'all kind of had a. It was weird. It was like it was intense, but it wasn't. But it was intense. Like it was like it kept going up and down. What was your thoughts going into this battle? Like, what did you think this would do for you going into this battle?
Well, I mean, going into the battle, you know, Howard Adon is on a lot of people's Mount Rushmore. He's definitely a legend. He's definitely, like, you know what I mean, top tier, guard tier, whatever people want to say. So, you know what I mean? Me going into it was like, yo, I got to clearly win because I know that's one thing. Why I feel like why I be dangerous is because I'm self-aware. I never go into a fight not knowing what the scorecard is looking like. I know DNA don't get a clear win on Hollow. It's debated. It leans towards Hollow just because of how much the coach likes him and how much they don't like me. So the goal was to make it as clear as day I can make it because that's the only way I'm going to get my respect.
Okay. No doubt. Yeah, respect. That seemed to be the overarching theme of it. You know what I'm saying? I always kind of, like, it's interesting because if people are paying attention to y'all careers and stuff, how y'all kind of started off, it's like, you know, you've been in the game for a while, so it's Hollow. But at certain points, y'all have been, like, even though y'all were good, the culture's giving y'all a certain stigma. I feel like not right now. Like, right now, the culture looks at Hollow in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? If that battle would have been close, I think it actually would have went to you. But your objective was to go in there and clear him.
Nah, I don't think so because you got people still trying to argue it now. Like, you got diehard fans or just, I got some big-ass haters, whatever it is. It's like a 90-10 shit, but the situation really is like 99-1.
Right.
Like, in my eyes, so, yeah.
Why did that battle feel so, why was it so personal? Let's get into the.
Okay.
I want to get to it because it was very personal.
Yeah, so this is my thing, right? It's like, nobody's ever seen me probably get that personal in a battle ever in my career. And obviously, I couldn't tell you what's on the receiving end when people are battling me. I'm sure if people know things or somebody that I had a falling out with, I'm sure they'll hit somebody up and maybe that person just chose not to use it. Same thing for me. I never really use information given to me because I feel like I'm ill enough to beat you without that. In this situation, though, it started off that way, not on my end. Like, if you go back to Nell's live, like, this is why I say at least the timeline with us. Like, because when I was saying it in the first face-off about what was going on with URL and Caffeine, he deleted it. So it wasn't documented until a fan found it. But at least in me and his situation, this is documented. You can go look it up as I'm saying it. When me and him is on live with Nell's, he started it. You know what I mean? I'm talking strictly battle rap. Oh, yo, yeah. You want to talk about Tompkins projects? You want to talk about 42nd? Now, even though those are not detrimental things to me at all, but just because I don't want to throw the person under the bus who it is detrimental to, I left it alone. But from that moment, the whole culture was like, "Oh, look at the Dirt Hollow got on DNA." You know what I mean? And I was adamantly still saying as he's doing that, like, "Yo, I don't want to battle you. I made a joke. You took the joke the wrong way. Let's leave it at that. Nah, little nigga, da da da." So when you keep talking to me with that energy, you on something. I'm not on nothing. I mean, you're high. So you're not going to remember what you said, but I do. So at that very moment is when it clicked, like, yo, I'm not giving this guy no more passes. Because that same scenario that people seen on that live with Nels, that happened multiple times behind the scenes. And I let it slide all the time. So now people look at, like, the way I've been acting in a Hollow situation, like, this is unfamiliar. But that's me in real life. I just try to live a professional life. But in real life, when you get to a certain point of pushing me, bro, it's no going back. Then I don't give a fuck. So that was like the breaking straw when I was like, yo, I'm going to battle this nigga and I'm going to talk crazy. And I hope whatever he thinks he got on me, he should talk crazy about it too because he initiated it. Then we get to the face-off. The energy still don't go die down. Niggas insinuating like I'm a drunk, like I'm getting drunk in front of my daughter because he overheard a video about me selling the PS5 and she was all the way upstairs making noise while I had a champagne bottle. But, you know, to each his own, you know what I mean? He didn't like, I guess, what I said about Lean, which is not really personal to me because it's public knowledge. So then you insinuate my daughter in it. Then you mention something about my girl. And then you start putting a narrative on me about I don't write my rhymes. You gave me rhymes. Clips gave me rhymes conceded. So he was the one being messy. When I'm like, we could have just went in there and barred it up and just saw who was the best. So now when I'm seeing this interview on Uncle Rob, I'm like, bro, I said it. I told everybody this nigga's a professional victim. You feel me? It's not funny. This nigga will do shit. And then when it don't go his way, then he'll apologize and make you look like you the bully. But people know my character. That's not my style. He got what he asked for. And I mean, like, We never got on the phone. We never made an agreement and said, we're not doing this. Then he had a video with Angry Fan, like, oh, I'm not going to get personal. But Hollow plays mind games. That's how he wins a lot of his battles, because he's psyching the nigga out before he even gets on stage, so he already won. He's pushing buttons to make the nigga act out of character, and he's winning off of that. So with me, I'm like, bro, none of this shit is going to work. You said you was getting personal. I hope you are. I'm not even going to do a video telling you what I'm going to do, because you should already know by the way you're talking. You're talking to me. You're in the battle. The nigga says, yo, man, I thought we were somewhere friends. Nigga, the whole time you've been talking to me, you've been talking to me like a stranger. You've been talking about putting on gloves, the box. You've been talking about a little, like, you've been saying everything that you wouldn't say to someone that you had a relationship with. So don't switch it now.
Were you surprised by any of the material that Hollow had, or how he performed? Was you surprised even with the Psych Out Loud? Did that throw you off when he kept doing the Psych Out Loud at the end of the round?
Nah. The only thing that threw me off was really the fucking him talking through him and his people's talking through my rounds and messing it up. Yeah, because okay. I thought he was smarter than that. But my whole thing is like, right, since we on the same subject of the personals, it's like the nigga said my mom was on insulin. That's a lie. The nigga said he saw me take a pill. That's a lie. The nigga said that I was taking the battle to pay rent. That's a lie. But what I'm trying to say about all of that is he lied the whole battle. I never talked through his rounds once. Because if that's what you wanted, that's your story. That's your story.
Right.
You feel me? Like, people ran around saying for 12 some odd years, my mom was... Yeah, my bad. Somebody called me. Can y'all see me, or is it fucked up?
Nah, you got to leave and come back.
Yeah, you probably gotta leave and come back.
All right. Yeah, so while we get to that, everybody tune in. Please make sure y'all hit the likes. Please make sure y'all do that. We're gonna get to it, man. This interview is getting good.
No, this is getting good. So if all y'all are paying attention, man, DNA is giving us the backstory, helping us understand how the Hollow battle came about, like the way, the energy behind it, right? So when we got DNA here too, Paul, you wanna?
Yeah, let me get DNA on. DNA?
Yo, my fault. Yeah, so what yes, I was sir. Saying, I was like, yo, 12, for almost 11 years of my career, niggas ran around saying my mom is retarded. I didn't make no blogs. I didn't make no PSAs. I didn't get mad when niggas said it. I didn't talk through niggas' rounds. Oh, that's a lie. Yo, DNA and K-Shine share a car. I don't know how to drive. Why the fuck would I purchase something that I can't drive? What am I sharing? Like, all of this is cap. But
sharing
like,
a car in New York City is crazy. Yeah, but
what I'm saying is all this shit is cap, but it's entertainment to me. So I let niggas get their shit off. I laugh, I joke. So when people go, DNA, you have fake personals. No. Obviously, if something is fake and you're a real man and you in tune with yourself and you know the truth and you know it's not, bro, I'm not going to get mad when a nigga tell a lie. The only way I get mad if a nigga told a lie is if that lie could get me in jail or ruin my family. That's it. If it's about to make a couple people that already probably believe something else about me that's not true, I could care less what the average YouTuber thinks about me that's true or not. So even when he was saying that, like, oh, I only reacted because it's a lie. No, you reacted because it's true. That's why when niggas be like, oh, we don't care about it. Like, we don't care about the person whose DNA, that's cool. I didn't battle y'all. I battled Kylo. That was the point. He's going to care about what I'm saying. And that was my whole goal, to make him get out of character, because that's what he always tries to do. If you notice, that's how he succeeds in most of his battles, by making the other person look crazy. So I'm like, since you want to try to put shit on my character, don't, like, you keep having this assumption that I'm some little nigga or da 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 da. And at one point in time, I was. But in this situation, I happen to be smarter than you because I got you looking crazy. So that's all it was. Like, bro, you're underestimating me. And that's one of the biggest mistakes a lot of niggas make. The best thing you can do is take it for what it is, man. If you got a battle with DNA, you're about to be in a battle of your life, my nigga. So, I mean, that's on him. That's not on me. He set the tone for the battle. You know what I mean? I let him do that because I wanted to see where we at with it. Like, if it was up to me, I'd have just went in there and barred it up like I usually do.
You know,
the personal with niggas.
This is definitely, it reminds me of Goodfellas, like, go get your shine box. It's like, yo, we don't shine
shoes no more.
You know what I'm saying? And that's, it's so funny because, like, and I don't know if that was the last person that you needed to address on that type of time, but it's like the people that kind of came up and saw you when you was battling that 16, they still got this impression like, oh, that's DNA. It's like, nah, he really one of them ones. Like, you feel like that was the last person you kind of need to talk to on that type?
Yo, in terms of like, and Charlie Clips said this like to me when I was speaking to him. He was like, Hollow it's not going to be like the greatest of all time battle for you. It's going to be like the respect battle of like I feel like Hollow to Don is the typical example of someone that knows you at a certain point in time in your life, and he represents the culture. Because the culture still talk about me clapping the machete. Even the things he was using the promo is years ago. So it's so amazing to me how people will want you to change so much. They will want you to accept their change. And I mean, if you go and tell a nigga, yo, my nigga, you was selling crack and you went to jail for 10 years, a nigga will get offensive if you don't accept him for who he is. Yo, why are you still bringing that up? It's rapists that want to be forgiven and get a new start. And it'll be like, people that have done way worse things than I have done will want forgiveness or want people to accept change. But when it comes to me, niggas will just keep a certain memory or a certain montage of a time and say, oh, well, that's DNA. And it's like, bro.
Right.
And it's like, you can never tell me you're smarter than me if that's how you look at life. If you look at a time and point in time of somebody and you can't separate that time that you was connected to them and say, well, wow, this is what they're doing now. Then you're not a bright individual because you're always going to be left behind. And I feel like Hollow represented the culture because there's so many people in the culture that say they don't like me for shit that's not going on now. Oh, well, he does 4-bar build.
Oh, man, cooking. Stop. Whoever's calling DNA.
Yeah, whoever's calling DNA, stop it.
Is leaving respectfully, right
unless
now.
You know what I mean.
Wow.
I understand that, but for real.
Wow, like, I need to hear all of this.
I gotta tell my man DNA about the do not disturb button. It works very well.
Like he's because it's all it's true. That's how I looked at it. It's like, nah, it's a microcosm for how the culture feels. Like, and I as a person, right? And the reason why this all connects with me personally is like I felt like that before. Like you do stuff to better yourself, and people still like to bring up, yo, remember this and that. I do. But that's why I'm here now.
That's a hip hop culture thing. Like it's like we always bring down our legends. We tear down. Like it's just part of the culture thing,
or just
man.
Ignore the progress, like that, bro. I'm in a different space in my life.
People never acknowledge the work. They only acknowledge the result. They never acknowledge the work. But let me get DNA back at DNA. What's up with you?
Yo, yeah, that was my mom, man. See, I just watched the battle.
Okay, part of self.
Not the mama love. Yeah,
she had just watched the battle. She was laughing too, saying because she wanted to see the battle because she remembers. Now, I mean, when I first started battle rapping, like I was telling her about Hollow to Don. She's like, "Oh, you battling him? I thought you guys were somewhat cool." I'm like, "We was, but da 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 da, boom." So she watched it and she was hitting me right now about the insulin line. Like, when was I on insulin? I'm like, I don't know. So that just goes to show you, like, that's what I'm saying. But back to the point, I feel like the culture, like they'll say, "Oh, I don't like DNA because he got 4-bar buildups." It's like, I don't do that no more. Or, I don't like DNA because he clapped the machete. How long ago that was? So I always tell people, and I do this myself, judge somebody how you would want to be judged. If you made a mistake, would you want to be held for that mistake for the rest of your life? But it's always easy to do it. It's always easy to frown upon somebody else because it's not you. That's the easy thing to do. And that's what niggas do in the culture. So it was like battling the culture. That's why it was easy for me. Like, bro, you're dumb. You're still talking about something 10 years ago. And right now, this new shit that I'm on, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, even when he said he's a better freestyler than me, I'm like, bro, you don't even punch when you freestyle. And you do the basic beginning of the rhyme, end of the rhyme freestyle, bro. Every time a nigga spoke, I'm lighting them up. Boom, boom, boom. Mm. Take that. Oh, you want to talk again? Take that. Oh, your man want to talk? Take that. Oh, you want to say this? Boom. Oh, where was I at? Oh, right here. Like, my nigga, the way my mind... Forget about the rhymes. The way my mind works, my mind is in better condition than yours. You can't do that. You struggling to finish your rhymes. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, that was like that was nothing. I mean, I really, like, to be honest, I didn't get out 70% of my material.
Wow.
So I really won that battle freestyling, damn it.
Wow.
When you say he's a freestyler, but he doesn't punch you, he just does the first and end versus, can you break down like the difference in freestyling with rebuttal?
Right, like, see, he had the right idea of saying his levels, but he just put himself on the wrong level. Like, so, dead ass, on freestyling, Hollow to Don is a great freestyler because if you go on the street and give him 20 things and tell him to rhyme about a story or rhyme about his life, he's going to do it and make sense. And that's what he used to have over me, because when I used to freestyle, I used to make up words because I wouldn't take my time. That was years ago, but I practiced that. So what I mean by different levels is when you get an A ward, he's not going to just say, oh, hey, something, nigga, you'll be dead on this time. And if you look at TLC and your shirt is not better than mine. Like, that's a Hollow the Don freestyle. Like, it's regular. A-Water tell you some shit like a punch, what I mean by like, all right, prime example. When he said this shit about me in a casino, and then I turned around and said, of course you a drug addict, so you would know about blackjack because you took your first hit on 17. That's a line somebody will write.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
You feel
that's
me? Crazy. You could talk about me in a casino after you get robbed De Niro. That's a bar that you would put in your rhyme. That's what I mean about punching. Like, he's not saying lines like that. Like, don't get it twisted. It's not just me. Chef Trez does it. Uh-huh. A4 does it. Mm-hmm. Sharon does it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of people that do it, but that doesn't mean he's not a great freestyler. I'm just saying the levels of it is like, bro, you said a Queens theme, and I came right back at you with a better line than you wrote. That's a punch. Now, I know Queens songs. I'm in a club, and now your life is on the line. Yeah, you mentioned rest in peace, Stacks, but I see chinks in your armor. Like, bro, I can scheme freestyler. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, when it gets to that level, it's like, bro, like. And also, aside from all of this, right? Not to take nothing away from him because he's a great, but right. You're not active like me. 60 days ago, I was just in there with one of the toughest new niggas, real sick. Mm-hmm. 30 days before that, I battled King Los. Early in the year, I stood in front of B-Dot, Av, Geechee Gotti. Like, bro, I already know how to do this. This is nothing.
You talking that shit, yeah.
Nah, deadass. You battled K-Sean and then you took 5 months off. And you think them 5 months is helping you, but they hurting you. Because you got to get your feet wet to understand what's going on right now. Like, I'm there's no reason why I could. That's why I told niggas all this the time, and people just think I talk. If I'm going in there having a competitive battle where I think I beat real sick, but it's competitive, it's back and forth.
Yeah,
this is somebody that's new, that's constantly doing it. If Kevin Durant could go in there and put up 30 against Zion Williamson, if you bring Larry Bird out, I'm dropping 30, he's dropping 5. Like, that's what I be saying. Like, when niggas diss me and say, oh, DNA battles the new guys. Yeah, because if I ever battle niggas from my era, y'all done. Y'all niggas stay in the house. Y'all let dust and rust get on your trophies. I'm outside. So, anytime I'm out here with the new niggas, once I get to y'all niggas, it's like I'm going to slap you and then go. And then tell me what
is dust on the trophies?
Dust on the trophies. They got trophies. Oh. I'm not gonna take it away. They got trophies.
They still there, though.
Yeah. Huh?
But they still there, but they dusty though.
Yeah, they dusty because you're not active. You're not getting busy. Like, if I could go do that, I'll have a more competitive battle with Easy.
Mm. Do you think that more of the people from the old era need to be more? Because I'm noticing the new fans is kind of revising history. They kind of rewriting it now, yeah. and they kind of taking away from the fact that these guys didn't battle that much. That's starting to become a real asterisk on a resume. What you feel about that?
I mean, you got to like, listen, right? If niggas want to say whatever, bro, I've been had the code to the game of battle rap. Nobody wanted to follow it. When DNA used to battle every week and put on performances after performances and show that if you want to consider yourself the best, you have to do it on a high level. It got frowned upon. Niggas do it now and it gets praised. So that's what I be saying. Like, all the shit that I've been doing and saying, it's like now people are just seeing it. But I've been giving niggas the game. Of course, that's how it should be. If we go greatest of all time, we putting Mook in there, Lux in there, Hollow in there, Sirius Jones, Iron Solomon, J Mills, Cassidy, Jin, Verse, all of these niggas going there. But if we talking about you saying you the best right now, no, you're not.
Mm.
You're not. Michael Jordan is not the best basketball player right now. As much as it hurts to say, like, it sounds weird when I'm saying it, but he's not, because he's not doing it right now. Is he the best ever? Yes. Is he the best right now? No. Somebody make that nigga look crazy.
Fair.
What?
Yeah.
What was this fourth round pause he was talking about, if necessary? This freestyle round. Hey, I'm good at that. You ain't catching me. What was this freestyle round? What was this?
That's what he said. He was on Angry Fan. He said, oh, I'm cooked up. We can go a fourth round. I never agreed to that. Like, bro. I just dirted you. I'm not going the fourth round.
Right.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, for anybody that says the battle's close, just ask yourself. This man has been on URL for 13 years. He's never looked like that.
Never. Not one time. You got to factor that in. Now, a shout out to Apostle that was in the chat. I seen your comment before, but he said that the material was good. And I felt the same way. I liked Hollow's material. I didn't like the endings. I hated the Psych I Lied's. That threw me off. Now, when he did that, did you think that that was a time where, okay, now I'm going to hear some freestyles or something? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? When he doesn't freestyle at that point or doesn't say anything crazy, like, what are you thinking at that moment? Like, yo,
I tell everybody like this, right? To keep it honest. Hollow thought I would get in front of him and be an ah. When that didn't happen, forget about the personals.
Hmm.
He thought when I stood in front of him, I would be like, oh shit, it's Hollow. And when I didn't, when you bank, listen, when I battle, I expect the unexpected. I don't have expectations. You can do anything. The wackest nigga could be crazy today. But when you go in there thinking that somebody's going to be a certain way and you got it all figured out, you don't. And he made the biggest curse ever in battle rap history. He tweeted this is going to be his best performance. Anytime a nigga does that, it's never that. That's like an unwritten curse. You're never supposed to tweet that. When he's freestyling, I'm just like, he's thrown off. Like, I know it's over at that point. Like, and as far as the material, I feel like, yeah, he had moments, but it's like, he's not in tuned enough to know, like what he was saying about me, that's what he needed to do. When he was like, oh, DNA got to filter out what's hot and what's not. That's what he needed to do. Because there would be moments like when he was like, oh, what would you do? Nunu, get rid of the baby. The usual. That was fire. Minute Maid Park, Dome, open up like with a renegade start, imitate art. That was hard. The beginning of his first round was fire. And they would just have parts in his rounds like, huh? What? What are you talking about right now?
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if you noticed the color of our hoodies today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what I mean? We here now.
We didn't do that on purpose, did we?
We here right now.
We didn't do that on purpose, did we?
But you know what? A wolf once said they want to see him in gray like Liam Neeson.
Do you think Loaded Lux being with his last performance, we're going to get in Lux. Do you think Loaded Lux with his last performance with Geechee Gotti, do you think that kind of took away a little shine in the armor, or do you think it's still Lux?
Nah, it's still Lux. I'm going to tell you why. It's still Lux because he definitely lost that battle, clearly. Mm. But it's still Lux because one thing I realized about battle rap is environment. When Loaded Lux, if he puts on a gray hoodie or he steps in a small room and loses, then it's over. Because that's his environment. So every Loaded Lux, you got to think, right? Every supporter of their favorite battle rapper has an excuse in a tuck. They got to just sit in there, like just waiting to load it up. You feel me? So I prime example, right? If me and Hollow the Don battle, and he doesn't talk through my rounds, he doesn't have the bad endings, he doesn't look emotional and all that, the battle would be debatable.
Okay.
Because all his fans would be like, nah, but you got to hear what Hollow's saying. The crowd is sleeping. This is how battle rap goes. Damn. He put it to a point where you can't make an excuse because it's like, damn, you just look crazy. I say all that to say is, yo, Lux battled in L.A. That's what a Loaded Lux fan is saying. Yo, he battled in L.A., they was biased. If Lux battled in a small room, it'd be different.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So that means that you know you would want to battle him in a place where there'd be no excuses, right? So
Tone, bro. As soon as I called him out on Uncle Rod shit, I said in the small room, like niggas, just check my track record. It never changes. Mickey Facts, we could have did the stage, small room. Verb was worried about the gas in New York, small room. Big Cannon, small room. Danger Zone, small room. King Los. Small room.
Wow.
That's one thing. Not only do I not duck the smoke, I don't duck the environment either. I want niggas to be comfortable. Come on, man. So when I win, it's come like on, it's no retracting, you know what I mean, my win. Because battling them on stage, it'd be a nightmare.
Steel cage match with Lux. Man.
I want to see what it's about, man. I heard some things.
Do you think he could still use the excuse thing where it's like, DNA, is this somebody I really, you think he can still use that? He got to come outside.
Oh, no, I wounded his partner. He got to come talk to me. Sure. But no, what's crazy is, you know, niggas ain't never going to know what goes on behind the scenes, but I actually could have sat because he already had called Beasley before I even battled Hollow. And said that he wanted smoke. But y'all know me, I'm not going to sit and wait. Like, nah, my nigga, even. And then right after he called, they called me back the next day. Yo, Hollow said he wants you too. I said, oh, God, the universe is setting this up perfectly. I said, how long is Hollow going to take? Because they said Lux said later in the year. They said, oh, no, Hollow said he can beat you ASAP. He wants to do it immediately. I said, all right, then he's first.
Most people wouldn't have done that because they said, oh, Lux is on the line. I need to just sit out and
chill. To me, it made the story much iller. Like, all right, you know what I mean? Let me king of queens shit. Let me claim queens.
Yeah.
And then we move over to Harlem. Like, it's
simple. He beat Kane before the Undertaker. That basically, you kind of beat Kane before the Undertaker.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But, like, not even more so. It's like, why, if you could have two goats on the mantle, why just take one? You know what I mean? Like, right. But no matter what somebody wants to say, how a win over Hollow the Don on your resume is like very, 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 very impressive. So,
oh, it's important. That's the fact.
And it's important. You got to take that. Like, that climbs, that rearranges a lot of people's Mount Rushmores. Like, if you put in my body of work, his body of work, and then a clear W over him, it's like, oh, shit, I don't know, DNA. I mean, even with Queens, like, as much as I'm honest, as much as I wanted to say I'm number one, like, I felt like at the current time I was, because I was doing better, but I can't overall claim it because this is somebody that's been around before I existed, that laid the groundwork for battle rap in itself. So now, right. Now I could confidently say, yeah, it's mine.
King of Queens, hi.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how I was putting out there in terms of like Twitter and stuff like that. I always throw the regions in there because I think that matters, right? Like, yeah. Like after that battle, any feedback from any of the MCs out in Queens, or like what has the response been to that battle just in the city?
Nah, I mean, yo, a lot of people had me winning going into the battle, and a lot of people had me losing. So for the people that had me losing, like, they're like, damn, DNA proved me wrong again. But even that in itself, like, bro, I've been here for 13 years. Every time I had a battle that counts, I never dropped the ball. It's all about conditioning, my nigga. It's like, I'm like, in my mind, what I tell myself every time I got one of these battles, yo, bro, I didn't talk all this shit and I didn't get here for it to end now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna be that guy that be like, yo, even if the battle winds up being close, I can't control that. You know what I mean? That must mean the other niggas on the shit. But one thing I'm gonna do is deliver so nobody can come to me and say, yo, man, you did all that talking for this? This is what you came with? Like, I would hate that. Like, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Like Mickey Fats, King Los, Disaster, and Hollow, if I lose those battles, I'm not the same. Not even as a battle rapper, I'm saying as a person. I don't wake up the same.
Wow.
Okay. I don't wake up the same. Now, I mean, because what people don't understand with me, too, is I'm that competitive. So I'm not sleeping good at night knowing I lost, clearly. Like, I mean, Disaster and King Los, debatable battles. But I'm saying a clear loss, like, nah, I don't sleep well with that.
Wouldn't have been able to stomach that one. I get it.
Lad, you mentioned Lux is kind of aiming towards the end of the year. And earlier, you kind of mentioned the name Easy to Block, man. Are you trying to add some more names before you see Lux, or you going to sit out? Like, what
Rashad?
We
doing?
Nah.
Nah, you going to battle with Rashad?
Timothy? Lux was at the end of the year. I said later on in the year. But
yeah, later on. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. No. But, you know, Kings versus Queens is there. You know, they said they needed a 2-on-2 on there. You know what I mean? I just put that out there. I won't say anything else. I'll just leave that in the air for the possibilities. Double Impact, if that's around, I'm outside for that. But the thing is, yeah, I'm with All Smoke with Easy, but I never want to get in that space I was in with the culture before, where, because I don't give a fuck, I battle a nigga whenever. If he say yes, I say yes. But now I understand more so of matchups and like anticipation. So Easy got more things going with Geechee and Goods. I'd rather those be out the way so people don't say, oh man, DNA's dope, but we rather see, you know what I mean? Like, I want those out the way. When those is out the way, I want the first call, you know what I mean, to battle him after. But I want him to knock those out. So until then, I want those shits to get set up because I don't want to interfere with that. Right after that, though, we could go. You know what I mean? He's definitely on the list. He's wild and he's getting too crazy. But at some point in time after Lux, You know what I mean? I fell back from it because Lux became the main target. But after the Lux battle, I'm going to have to holler at Mook, too. And you got to compete the trilogy. Mook, Lux, and Hollow. I need
you got to talk to Mook, too. Okay.
Yeah, I'll holler at Mook, too. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, Surf Wild Out again. You know, rematches.
Mook was talking nice at Chrome 23, man.
Yeah. But see me, like, now I'm the guy. Let everybody get out what they want to get out. You got Easy. He got Geechee, he got Surf, like, he got a little three-battle situation. Handle that. Get all that out the way. You know what I mean? You survive all that, that's a lot of destruction over there. If you can get out of all of that, then it's destined for me to highlight you. If you don't survive right. that, then, you know what I mean, I got to take one of them. Easy. So
Now, I want to get to this because this was a donation from Kendrick Williams here. So my question is, are we going to talk about Hollow Recycling? Look at Battle Rack. Fanatic, shout out to him. Reaction time, step 740. Now, I don't know what video you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't
about.
Know what the hell.
Recycling.
Oh, I seen it.
Oh, yeah?
What? Yeah, like, you know me, though. I just like a lot of people wanted me to, like, clarify the personals. I don't do shit like that because it's not that deep to me. It's like,
yeah,
the battle's done. I did what I did in the battle. You can live with it or not. But, yeah, Battle Rap Fanatic had posted, I think he said it against Mac Myron in a quarantine battle, some elevation dedication bar, some shit like that. I don't know.
But, recycling is still not okay, right? Like we still.
No. But I'll be honest, I've done it before. Niggas just don't catch me though.
Oh wait, hold up. But you recycle like what? Like little bars or little, you know, setup?
No,
whatever,
so I'll give you an example, right? Uh-huh, like when I battled K-Sean, I said Jungle Fever. I sent a couple in the racial. Nobody reacted. Maybe they didn't react because I was getting my ass whooped. I don't know.
Whatever. I think that might have been it. But yeah.
But then I wound up battling Vici. You remember Vici? I'm sure y'all know who Vici is. Yeah, shout out to Vici. And I'm like, yo, this line is too crazy, man. They gotta hear it. And I battled in Staten Island. I said some shit like up Madea, up the heater, dump the reader. I sent a couple in the racial. I got Jungle Fever. Crowd went crazy. So it's like, if I hear lines that don't get the love they need and they mine, of course, I'm, you know what I mean? We're going to say it again. But I don't get caught. You know what I mean? This is just me willingly.
Now they're going to be what? They're going to break down all your battles now.
Oh, not tonight. You know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy? I say that now because I got all my, I got them all out now. This is all new work.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy, man. Homie that was next to Hollow getting mad. Did you know him?
Yeah, I know him. That's Livio. Yeah, okay. I know him.
All right. I was like,
oh, okay.
Okay.
I know him. Like, that's why I was like, if you go on Uncle Rob's 15 Minutes of Fame, you see me him speak. I think the title is Disaster Was Impressed by DNA's Performance. If you look at the beginning of that video, you see me and him talking outside. It was nothing, but I hate when niggas even do that on the camera. Like, come on, bro. Like that was my thing too. Like, no shade to him, but like, just the whole way it's painted was painted like, yo, DNA's a kid, DNA's little bro. But when we in the battle, that whole side was acting like that. You know what I mean? I'm just, you done? You finished? Okay, cool. You ready? Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, bro, that's what I said. To me, I'm a sell the fight. So when I'm in the face of selling it, of course, I got to seem emotionally invested because I want you to tune in. Right. I care, but I'm not emotionally invested. Like, I'm not up there like, oh, my God, this is hot. Like, I mean, I wasn't mad at all. Like, do your thing, bro. Say whatever it is you want to say. Get it off your chest because I know I am. Mm-hmm. So have fun. But it was like, I don't know. He was talking crazy, and then when he went there, he was on some We Are the World shit. But I'm like, we should have just been on the We Are the World shit from the beginning.
So it's a different, but it's a different battle if it wasn't that, you know, whatever that backstory is. That's a different battle entirely. Is that a more difficult battle for you to write for?
No, like, this is what people don't know too. So I was told it's gonna be 500 to 700 people there. So that's why when people hear the material, that was big stage material. That's why I had the haymakers. That's why I had my shit set up like that.
Okay.
If I knew it was gonna be in that room, niggas already know what I would have did. I would have gotten the bag that I've been in. The shit that's surgical with all the triple, quadruple entendres, and like, I still sprinkled them in there, but I was real more direct and to the point and simple because I'm like, it's a crowd. I already know what to do in front of a crowd. And I asked for that because I didn't want to battle Hollow in a small room because I felt like rapping wise, like I rap better than them. So I feel like the challenge would come about due to, you know, the stage, the crowd, like, so that's what I thought. So that was that. Like, yeah, if I would have known it would have been that little bit of people, I'd have crafted my shit a lot differently. So it wouldn't have been, it was at like the level that I'm at now in terms of writing, it's actually more difficult to write for a crowd because you have to simplify certain shit that I wouldn't, like shit that I would have made go on longer, I cut it short because it's like, all right, there's a crowd. There's so many things I could have did with Luke Cage, but I just stopped it at, you know what I mean? The Hollows Don't Get Through DNA and the Michael Jackson. It's so much shit you could do with those type of ideas that you just limit to when it's a crowd because you want the instant gratification reaction and it was more performance based. Like, you know what I mean? In a smaller room, you kind of writing for the viewer at home to like appreciate like the art more, like in the sense of how it's constructed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it would have been easier.
Dropping gems,
Chrome 23, man. Battle rap for big stage event back in New York. You was in the building. I don't know if you've seen all the battles, but I just wanted to get you a quick little recap.
I've seen all of them. First of all, that energy is needed. Like, we haven't, shout out to Remy Ma, not only for putting together a female card, not only for tapping all the way in with battle rap, but bringing that shit to the Mecca. Like, that's been...
That was good.
It's almost 3 years since we've been in New York. So just to see everybody that I haven't seen in L.A. or anywhere else we've been on the road because, you know what I mean, due to whatever, like, niggas was there. Like, it was all the familiar faces in New York. So that energy was different, like, crazy. But Yoshi and Prestavia should have happened in the small room.
Okay.
And I say that because Yoshi's style doesn't fit a big stage going against, like, let's not even talk material. We just talking about vocal projection. Prestavia just is lopsided already. Like, you know what I mean? You have to be able to bark on somebody like Prestavia with a crowd to even make it competitive because she's so commanding and demanding. And when you're in a room, that takes away everything. Like, when somebody's able to captivate like that, the mind is already going to go to that person opposed to the person with the softer, lighter voice. So that was already one disadvantage. And then, you know what I mean? Yoshi had some shit. I give her that. Some shit was slept on, but Prestavia was just wilding. She just packed her. That was a 30. Casey and Official.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Casey got slept on.
You said Casey got slept on.
Yeah. She had some shit that niggas wasn't tapping into. She was scheming her ass off. She was wilding. I like that battle. I still had Official winning because Official was like back in that old bag. But I had Official first and third, and I gave Casey the second. Casey's second was like her best round. She was going crazy. That was fire though. Mm-hmm. 40 and QB, man.
Wow. Let's talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about it, DNA. I need real talks.
Most disrespectful battle I've ever seen in person. I don't know if there are any other ones that have transpired, but they haven't caught my eye. But the ones that have caught my eye, this was the most disrespectful one I ever seen. Like, I commend them because it's professional as niggas think I am. At some point up there, I would have lost it with the things they were saying because somebody was like, yo, you know what I mean? Arsenal's disrespectful. I'm like, yeah, Arsenal's disrespectful in the sense of like, you could have an imaginary daughter and he'll kick her down the stairs.
Yeah.
Or he'll beat up your dad. Or sometimes he's mentioned dead people, but even though I don't agree with that, but it's been in the light form. Oh, I ain't going to talk about this, da 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 da, boom, boom, boom. And then he'll say two bars. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was a point in the round where 40 was telling her, like, yo, your uncle that died or your brother that killed himself.
Yeah, I ain't like that. I didn't like that.
And then she said, oh, the crowd asked you to bring that back. She said, nah, bring him back. Like, that's insane. But you can't blame 40 because then QB was, next time your son go missing, you ain't going to find. Like, they was different. I mean, they was different. I commend them, though. They got through that shit. I don't know how, but salute to them for that. but outside of that, 40's pen was just too much. It was 40's elite. Like, 40-41 hands down, 3-0 clear. I mean, her writing ability is amazing. And her delivery stepped up. So the moment that happened, she just tapped into a new bag. I told her this, too, like around a Loso battle. Like, I seen a battle Loso and Casey. And I used to not like her delivery. That used to be my one thing that I'd be like, her delivery is kind of like, It's not no umph, but she figured it out. And umph doesn't mean like yelling and screaming, but it's like whatever swag or like, not mean cadence you got to put on it, but she figured it out. And I think she's way more dangerous now. Like, she definitely had performance of the night for me. And that Pat ball was insane.
That was crazy. But DNA, I'm not going to lie. The first round in the building, a lot of people had QB, like, in the building. Because
I understand that because of just the level of just, she was just disrespectful, talking crazy. And 40 game really tapped into that disrespectful.
Yeah, into the second and third.
Yeah, so I get that. If they call it 2-1, 2-1 clear, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at QB. QB has some shit. You know what I mean? For somebody that retired and hadn't battled that long, she had moments where I'm like, okay, she's kicking up. It's just, you know, like I said, in this day and age, with so many events happening, so many new things being implemented in, she just got to get more active. She'd take like four to five battles in a year, 3 to 4. She's going to be dangerous, like in her old form, but upgrade. Right. So I mean, like, she just got to battle more. And
main event,
Couture versus Miss Hustle, battle of the night, best battle,
fire.
Competitively from both of them there. I gotta watch it again. I had a 2-1 either way. They was both wilding. They was both going crazy. You know what I mean? Miss Hustle's bars, and you know what I mean, the way she put her shit together is just crazy. Schemes, delivery, aggression. She's a goat tier in terms of the females. And Couture's composure, because that room in that first round, you know what I mean, it was looking like it was about
one
to
be those.
Yeah, I was watching like
this. I'm laughing. She was going crazy.
You know, I'm watching. I'm like, okay, this might be a body in the first 12 because nobody was reacting. And I'm like, not that I go off of reactions, but I go off of reactions to tell where's the battle rapper going to take you. Are you going to let them not react and break you? Or are you going to keep going till you crack them? And she kept going until she cracked them. So then it turned into a classic. So I'm like, I mean, her resilience of, you know what I mean, not backing down and understanding like, okay, I'm in a war. Like, I got to go. And she did that. And yeah, her Hustle, they put on crazy. I seen Hustle say something about them doing the 2-on-2. I want to see that. I think that'd be crazy. Yeah.
I'm gonna sign up for that.
Yeah, I think that'd be crazy.
I mean, I think her face, like, she just Teflon. Like, she's just not, she don't give, Couture is like just defense, that quiet, that calm, that confidence. That's what resonates with fans too. I've seen a lot of people comment on that. They like, yo, Hustle going crazy, but Couture not giving her nothing in terms of like, yo, I look defeated or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? That was a good battle, man.
No, that was definitely a great battle. They both got super crazy.
What did you score that battle? What did you score that one?
2-1 either way, right?
Oh, 2-1 either way. Okay.
2-1 either way. Yeah, facts.
All right. Now, let's get to the game. We only get to the game.
Hold on. Let's do it, man. We can hit it with the game, man. Black Compass on trademark.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Now, and the game is underrated, overrated, fire, or trash. 360 plus in here. All right, we'll play this game. We give you a noun, person, place, or thing. You tell me if it's overrated, underrated, fire, or trash. All right. Some of these will be battle rap related. Some of these things may not be, but we will start. All right.
Okay.
So, and I actually want to. Okay, overrated, underrated, fire, or trash. J2.
Fire.
Okay.
Underrated, overrated, fire, trash, Dev the Demon.
Trash. Trash.
Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash, active.
Underrated.
Okay.
Underrated. I've seen active get crazy lots of times, and you know what I mean, he ain't been on URL yet, and a lot of people just know him for, you know, other things. So that's why I say underrated, because when you hear his name, you know what I mean, he's known for some other shit. But I say that to say the nigga could rap his ass off as well. So a lot of people don't know that. They just know him for getting crazy, I mean, in the streets. So that's why I said underrated.
Okay. Underrated, overrated, fire, or trash? I would say battling on the West.
I want to say underrated because a lot of people say they don't like it, but I just say fire. I say it's fire because I like being on the road. And I mean, I like making people go crazy that's not from home. It's easy to say, well, I'm the man because I battle in New York all the time. So fire to me.
Okay. Underrated, overrated, fire or trash, battle rap crowds in Philadelphia.
I love Philly, man.
You're trying to get this man killed.
I love Philly, man.
I love Philly, man. What listen, you doing, man,
I just say like it's a little overrated. How about that? A little overrated, man.
Underrated, overrated, fire or trash, Jack Boy.
Underrated. Mm. Underrated. He gets busy. You know what I mean? A lot of people sleep on his writing ability because he's a performer. He can put them words together nice. Can make him, you know what I mean? Whenever you're able to take the words and, you know what I mean, do that wizard trick with it, you know what I mean? And people only know you for something else. It's like, I feel like you underrated because nobody ever look at him as a writer. They just look at him as a performer.
Okay. Overrated, underrated, fire or trash, J Mills.
At this current moment, I love Mills. Trash. Okay. I love him.
You watch the $3? No, you watch the J Mills Big K battle?
No, I haven't watched it yet. But just before that, you know what I mean? I love Mills. You know what I mean? Mills is my guy. I mean, he's definitely gonna take offense to it. Mills, I'll smoke you. You know what I mean?
Underrated, overrated, fire or trash, Mr. Silk Shirt Ryder, man. What's up?
Is it just Ryder by himself or Silk Shirt Ryder?
You know what?
Just it's Ryder. A different person. Silk Shirt Ryder is fire. Just Ryder by himself, trash.
Okay. Ah, he show up a Silk Shirt Ryder on you. There, you know what I mean? Now, fire. You done walked yourself into a corner.
Yeah, fire. Man.
DNA, who is the NBA MVP right now? If you had a pick,
right now,
yeah, it's crazy right now.
It gotta be Ja Morant, though. I would think
that's prisoner moment talk. I feel like
if you take Ja Morant off the Grizzlies don't even have a conversation.
What are the Bulls about DeMar DeRozan?
I understand what you're saying with Ja Morant, but you know me, it'd be like. See, the problem is,
I ain't mad at that.
The problem is, what you said?
I said, I ain't mad at DeRozan either. I ain't mad at that.
I was about to say DeRozan just because I think, do they have a better record? Yeah, right?
I think so.
I thought the Grizzlies was like number three and number two.
Yeah, the Bulls should be like number two or three, too.
Yeah, they both, it's like similar, I believe.
Same season.
Yeah, I don't know why I might go with DeRozan a slight edge. And I'll tell you like this, if the Lakers had a good record, I would be going with LeBron. This man is in his 19th season, averaging 29. They showed everybody else in their 19th season. It was 13 by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 13.5 by Melo, and 8 by Tim Duncan. This is unheard of. But they're losing, so it's no way you could do that. You can't be the most valuable player on the losing team. That's like a fact. That. They're under 500. So I'll go with DeMar DeRozan right now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. On Chrome 23, we had Remy on the show. She mentioned she's gonna do an intergender card or whatever. Who's some females you'll battle if you would battle on Chrome 23?
Shit, man. Shit, I don't even know, man. I after that Vixen shit, man. I say all that because I'm trolling with that, but I have to battle somebody established. I'm not doing that no more, man. Okay.
Can you imagine if that was a night you decided, hey, I'm just gonna take the night off tonight? Like if you would have did that, she would have went crazy.
But you know what's crazy? It's like I knew she was fire, so that's why I still showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it was nothing I could do. You can't. There's no way to defeat that. There's no way to defeat shock value.
Right.
They want to say E Hart. DNA versus E Hart.
E Hart. She got some unfinished business with Suge. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yes. Oh, I got the perfect one. I'm tripping. You know what I mean? Jazz, man. She's like a friend but an enemy. And I got some things I want to, talk to her about. Jazz.
DNA versus Jazz.
Whoa.
Yeah. Kings versus Queens 4. Tell Jazz, holla at me, man.
Ooh.
Or Chrome 23. Yeah, or even Chrome
20. Yo, listen, man.
I think she got her hands full already, though.
She don't got her hands full. She ain't gonna have no hands. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jazz though, man. But she
Jazz could sneak a 2-1 in there. She could do
yo,
it.
Yo, listen, if like Jazz, it. Yo, listen, man. If Jazz beat Geechee Gotti, I got a bonus for her personally out my pocket if she does that.
Okay.
It depends on where they battle.
Okay, now DNA, this is on record, so we're gonna stand on that. Yeah,
yo, listen, you know I'm a man of my word. If she beat, if the coach is saying Jazz beat Geechee, she could cash it in. Yo, DNA, man, you know what you said on Black Compass. I'm there.
Okay, I respect.
Let's give him the ice a little, you know what I mean?
Hey, DNA, man, we appreciate you, bro. Being up here, giving the time, the candid answers and things like that, and you dropped a lot of gems as well. We're gonna give you the ISO. You know what I mean? Talk to the fans, whatever you want to tell them, you know, whatever you got going on and stuff like that. And we're going to get up out of here. All right. It's on you.
Listen, man, salute the Black Compass, salute the Polo, salute the Cola, salute the Tone Bro. Make sure y'all go to DNAGMDW.com now. You know, we got the sweatsuits on deck. We got the hoodies on deck. We got the ski masks on deck. You see, this is one of the designs right here. I just got it in the cut. But you know what I mean? Go up to size 4X in the hoodies. 2X in the sweatsuits, and we just dropped the first. This is the sweatsuit that I wore versus Hollow. We calling it the King of Queens edition, so you can get that up. It's up now, and we got two more coming out. You know what I mean, with the rollout of the King of Queens, you know what I mean, edition. So stay tuned. DNAGMDW.com.
Yeah, man. King of Queens. Talk that. That means something, bro. I appreciate you, bro. As always, you're a legend. Always welcomed up here, of course, man. Win, lose, or draw, we always support as well. All right,
keep got you. Good looking, y'all.
All right, yes, no sir. Doubt, man. No doubt. Shout out to DNA. Salute the Queens. Salute to the city, man. And you know, what I mean, I just want to say, like, he dropped a lot of gems. He dropped
this
a lot
was a goodie
today, bro. That was dope, man. You know, what I mean, as far as how he battles, you know, what I'm saying, what he's trying to accomplish with each battle. You notice he has a mission with each battle. And he also has a starting five of battles that he feels like, if I didn't make these battles at least great, if I would have clearly lost them, they would have changed just my whole outlook on this shit. You know what I'm saying? He named those three battles. That's dope, man. Between the disaster battle, King Los, Mickey Fax, Hollow to Don, you know what I mean? These battles meant something to him. You know what I mean? So
that's a fact. Super, listen, super man, everybody. Don't go nowhere. We pull it right back up. We back again. The radio show is finally back. We here.
Yeah. We got Posey outside. We got my man Driz outside. Oh, by the way, Driz has been killing y'all with these, in my opinions. Now, y'all know how Driz gonna talk, man. Non-PC, you know what I'm saying? He gonna go right for the shits, man. So go and listen to those, in my opinions. Those are also gonna be in the you know, on the Spotify, iTunes, and all that, so y'all can check in on that. But yeah, we gonna go, me and Polo gonna roll up, and then we gonna have y'all roll up to the show. All right, so y'all do your thing. All right, Polo, any announcements for the people? Anything for them?
If you ordered merch, you should be receiving it in the next 2 weeks. So, you know what I mean, it's just the first time. It's the first time. After the second time, it gets faster and faster. You know, things are a little crazy right now with the world, so you got to kind of understand that. But yeah, man, that's really it, man. We lit again, man. We here, man. We lit.
Yeah, man. Follow us at Black Compass BCM on Twitter. Hit us up on Spotify, iTunes, and so on and so forth, man. Tune into the show. We up out of here, y'all. Peace.